Health officials say it is only a matter of time until the flu gets here, given the frequency of travel to and from Mexico and infected areas in the lower 48. In Anchorage, the recently opened Mexican consulate is fielding calls from concerned Mexicans in Alaska. Consul Jose Luis Cuevas says the consulate is in close contact with Mexican federal officials.
We are in constant touch 24 hours a day.
The possibility is strong that swine flu will show up in Alaska because Mexico is such a popular vacation destination with Alaskans, and many Mexicans who live in Alaska travel home from time to time. Cuevas says the embassy is getting calls from some in the Mexican community in Anchorage who are concerned about relatives in Mexico and others about what to do if the flu strikes.
And we've been getting constant telephone calls advising people, you know, regardless of their immigration status, if they don't feel right and if they feel that maybe coming down with this particular influenza stream, then they should contact their doctor immediately.
He says the immigration status of an individual is not a barrier to treatment in case of illness.
In the event that you do have a health problem, there's no problem if you go to a hospital. It's better to have that taken care of sooner than later.
He says it is difficult to get information out quickly because of the lack of Spanish language media in Anchorage. Churches with wide Hispanic membership are helping. He says the role of the consul in the event of an outbreak would be one of providing information, not health advice.
The recommendations would be the same ones that the World Health Organization is providing to everyone, and we would be able to provide them in Spanish, however, and let the individual know, you know, that if he has any of these symptoms or two of these symptoms, then he should consult a physician.
Cuevas says the influenza outbreak will have severe economic impact on Mexico for the time being. In Mexico City, for example, restaurants are allowed only to serve takeout meals, not because of the threat of tainted food, but because officials say gatherings of people pose a health risk.